I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by our cricket correspondent, Eamon McLaughlin. Eamon, I suppose a limited fixture list yesterday with a number of games being called off. But first of all, we'll look at Donnymana taking on Ballyspan yesterday. Donnymana, well, they cemented their place at the top of the Premier Division on a day when rain again took a hand in proceedings across the leagues. But as we mentioned, it was a good victory for Donnymana. The third one in three outings for them, and they had 46 runs to spare at that as well.
Yeah, very good victory for them. And first of all, I must congratulate both sides and the two umpires for getting the game finished. They started and they've been steady mizzle all day, but they stayed out and played through it. Both sides wanted the game, and it was great to see that. But as you say, Donnymana batted first, got 196. Young Levi Doherty, who's not a regular on their side, but he was, came in yesterday, batted very well for 57. And William McClintock scored a quick 52, 7 fours and 3 sixes. Very entertaining innings that was. Ballyspan at one stage were in a strong position. They were 72 for the loss of just the one wicket. But then Donnymana introduced their two spinners, Dwayne McGarrigle, who picked up 5 wickets for 31, and Jordan McGonigal, 4 wickets for 34, and bowled Ballyspan out for 150. So Donnymana played 3-1-3, comfortably clear at the top already, winning that one easily by 46 runs. Two other games yesterday that didn't beat the Wellers, they did get started, was Eglinton and Brady. Eglinton managed just to get 144. Brady were 42 for 2 when the heavens opened, and that one has to be rearranged, as does the other game between Brigade and Coleraine. Brigade in a strong position there, 74 for 1, but the heavy rain caught them out as well, so those two will have to be rearranged.
Another game that did go ahead, Eamon, was Glendermot against Strabane. It was a late start to proceedings, but it was a fantastic game that developed, and a vital one for Strabane.
A very vital one, and 32 overs that game was reduced to because of the late start. But Strabane batting first, got 227 for 6. Their professional Pirey scored 123, not out. And Glendermot came within one run of winning the game, 226 for 7. Gordon Cook, 61, not out, and his brother David Cook, 38, not out. They'd be bitterly disappointed, still having 3 wickets in hand and losing by one run. But a real nail-biter out there, and it must be congratulations to both those sides who stayed, hung about for a few hours before they could even get started. So it was good that they both got the game played.
Hopefully next weekend the weather might be a little bit kinder. But what's on the agenda for next weekend, Eamon?
Well, it's the big ones next weekend. It's the Irish Senior and National Cups. Few interesting ties. North West have a couple of tight teams at home. They've Coleraine are at home to Civil Service North. Glendermot are home to Rush and Brady entertain Lisburn. But they feel they've not them have very difficult away draws. Ballyspan go to the Hills. Eglinton travel to Phoenix. Donnymana have a tough one away at North Down. And Brigade another tough one against Pembroke, who have a number of Irish internationals on their side. And the National Cup, Ardmore travel to County Sligo. New buildings go to North Kildare. Kelly Clooney entertain Ballyhonus. Drummond, of course, is scratched now, so Larrabee will get a bye there. Bonds Glen go to Ballymena, and then Ed go to Temple Patrick. As you say, we hope the weather improves and we get a really good day, because that's the two major cup competitions and Irish cricket, and we want them certainly all to get played next weekend.